I used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast. Hosted by comedian Benny Legg. Well, I'm sure you're going to all be excited to know that the man who needs no introduction will be joining me. But he's on the road today, and it is very bad traveling conditions. You see, he's a truck driver driving across the country. And it's snowing, and he's on his way to Illinois, and he seemed to be in a bad mood when I talked to him earlier. But we're going to give him a call right now, and he's going to join us. Or I could just do it myself. All right, I'll call him. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. We're calling him now. We're calling him right now.
Hello, Benny Legg!
Hey, man. Everybody's happy that you're here. Are you all right? What's going on with the roads?
The fucking roads suck, Benny Legg. The roads fucking suck. It's terrible. People do not know how to drive in this stuff. And what they do is they close down the roads for the truckers or let the cars on it. So you have to find a new route to get to wherever you're going. I'm going out to Illinois. I have to go through all these different little towns. But all these stupid fucking cars that people who don't know how to drive go all over the fucking road cutting in. They think I can fucking stop on a dime. They think do you know it takes fucking 300 yards on dry roads? If a car stops in front of me, it takes my trailer and tractor 300 yards, three football fields to stop. But people don't fucking know that, do they? Do you know that, buddy?
You seem in a better mood today.
Hey, you're a funny fucking guy, man. This fucking is terrible, man. They closed down the road for the fucking truckers, but they fucking let the cars fucking drive it. They should fucking reverse it. Because God knows, if people don't get their stuff, if people don't get their fucking condoms, if people don't get their fucking teddy grants, they'll freak the fuck out. But no! Let's keep the fucking roads open for the drivers. This is fucking terrible, dude.
Why are we recording if you're in such dangerous conditions? We don't have to do this.
I didn't call you, Benny Legg.
Right.
You called me, Benny.
You're right. Truthfully.
You don't fucking have to tell me all right, Benny. I know I'm right.
Do you hear the audience supporting you? Do you hear them? They're great. Just let it sit.
You got a fucking audience?
Yeah, that's actually the reason I called you. I had the audience in town. I had them coming on a hot air balloon. I took a picture of it. I put it on Instagram. You can follow Benny Legg. They flew in on an air balloon, right? I brought them in because we're recording on Spreaker for the first time. And I was going to do it all myself. But the audience, they didn't like that idea. Do you guys, should we let him go? He kind of seems in a bad mood. Do you want me to do it by myself?
No!
These guys, they love you, man.
I'm trying. They don't give a shit. They just want me to... dude.
Guys, you...
Audience.
Do you love the man who needs no introduction? Let him hear it. Larry, do you hear... They love you, man.
Yeah, I love them, too. Keep buying more shit that I have to deliver. Sorry. Oh, Benny.
So, I was thinking, you know how the figurehead of the podcast says, hosted by comedian Benny Legg?
Yeah.
I think we should change it to hosted by funniest blackjack dealer on the strip.
Who's going to host it then?
Well, I'm me, of course.
That makes sense, Benny.
You're so witty today. You're just so damn witty.
Yeah, thanks, Benny.
But yeah, I call myself the funniest blackjack dealer on the strip, and I used to call myself the funniest dealer on the strip. But I had to change it. Because I met a guy down the strip, and he sold me ecstasy, and he was fucking hilarious.
That's good. I'll give you that one. That was good.
You enjoy? Are you in a better mood now? Or is there something else you'd like to rant about?
Oh, I'm in a fucking great mood, dude. It's just everything's going. It's just everything's fucking like going weird this week. My grandfather turned fucking 90. Okay, so he's a nonotarian, and there's not many nonotarians out there. So he always tells me when we're sitting around talking that he hasn't gotten laid in a long time. I mean, we all always bring it up. Oh, I really want to. So I go out and I get him a hooker. And I get him fucking this hooker right now, Charlene. She's fucking incredible. She's known as Super Sex Charlene. So she goes over to his house, and then she comes back and says, you know, that wasn't good. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, well, he answered the door, and she goes, like, I said, my name's Charlene. I'm here to give you super sex. And he said he'd take the soup. He said he would take the soup. The soup. Oh, fuck you, Benny. That's funny.
I gave the rim shot. You didn't hear it? I gave you the rim shot. Do you want me to play it again?
She gave me a rim shot the other half after she was done because I already paid for it.
Sure, the audience laughs at your jokes. They don't laugh at my. They didn't laugh at my. They didn't enjoy my blackjack joke. Whatever.
I enjoyed it. Any joke about fucking ecstasy, I'm into. God damn it.
Hey, speaking of drugs. You know, I moved out here from Pennsylvania to Vegas, and I used to be a degenerate gambler in Pennsylvania, but when I moved out to Vegas, I actually quit gambling. It's weird, but that's what I did. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
And did I ever tell you, you know, the reason I moved out here?
No.
Well, okay, so I was hooking up with this girl, and I was banging her, and the condom broke, and I cummed right in her.
Oh, God.
And she started crying, started getting all upset. And I'm like, hey, what are you worried about? Well, just go get the morning after pill. And she's like, okay, well, will you go out and get it? And I'm like, well, you know, I had a degenerate gambler. I'm like, listen, I don't have any money. I'll go get it, but you got to pay for it. So she gives me, which is tough. You know, she probably wouldn't have hooked up with me again after that, but.
I guess not.
So she gives me the $50, and, you know, I get in the car, and then I drove to Vegas. So.
You were such a scumbag.
I haven't heard anything since, but no. I'm thinking everything's okay. Oh, I got a laugh. I got a little laugh there from the audience. Thank you.
Well, either there's a. There's an ugly little baby out there running around or a really bad coat hanger. Jesus, man.
I'm glad you enjoyed that joke. You haven't really laughed very much this episode. Are you sure? How bad are the roads? Like, is this safe? Is this safe? Because I don't want you getting in an accident.
Well, right now it's safe because right now I'm not traveling. I'm on 22 West in Pennsylvania, and it is absolutely, it's a fucking parking lot. So obviously there's an accident up here, and what happens is there'll be an accident, and then they'll shut this road down because it'll probably involve a car and a tractor trailer, and they'll shut this road down. And I bet you it wasn't the tractor trailer's fault. Is it safe? Well, talking to you? Yeah, because if I had my choice right now, I'd be out there banging on windows. Stupid. But you should see this fucking idiot in front of me. Oh my God, Benny.
Don't get in a fight. Don't calm down. Relax. Breathe.
Put you in a situation to have somebody tell you to breathe. See how you do. Of course, I put myself in a situation. Well, I didn't. State of Pennsylvania did. Go on this road. Okay. Fucking A, man.
So you're on your way from Pennsylvania to Illinois?
To Illinois.
What are you hauling? What do you say we play What's in the Truck? What do you say we play it?
Oh, yeah. Let's play it.
All right, I'm going to hit.
Because what I'm hauling is very important that I had to go to Illinois for. It is so important. It has to get there by Thursday by 10 o'clock in the morning. I have to be in Illinois in 12 hours. It's never going to happen. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Jeez.
Hey, don't.
Because it's important.
Don't be sorry. I've been saying that I say I'm sorry too much, and I'm trying to cut that out of my lingo. So you don't got to apologize to me. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
No big deal. We all have our moments. We all have our moments.
I have a lot more of them.
Well, you're, you know, You're driving. Nobody likes driving.
No, I really like driving. I like driving. It's just that the winter weather, it's pretty. If they would just get the people who should not be on the road off the road, it'd be great.
In other words, Asians.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Asians. That's great. What do you call an Asian flying a plane?
I don't know.
A pilot, you racist fuck.
Oh, you son of a...
Do we have any Asians in the crowd?
It's actually all Asians. Unbelievable.
Wow. That's why it was in the fucking hot air balloon.
They're my old friends from the baccarat tables, you know.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Konnichiwa.
So what is it? Let's hit the music. Let it sit. Let it sit. Okay, I'm actually gonna pause.
Hold on. Before you go, what do we do here? Do I give you three clues?
Okay, here's the deal. I listened back to last episode 105 times, right? And
okay.
I noticed one thing. You said
time on your hands.
I don't have a lot going on. You know? I tell you what, though, my jeans are starting to get more comfortable.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I think I was wearing them out.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with wearing out a good pair of jeans.
Yeah. Well, I tend to do that with new things, but
why is it called a pair of jeans?
Anyway, so the Buffalo segment, let's hit some music. So last week on the show,
we were doing the Buffalo segment, we're doing what the fuck's in the truck?
Wow, you're right. I should write to you. Know what? What do you want to do?
No, it ain't my show. I make decisions all day. It's your show. What do you want? What does Benny Leg want to do? Do the Buffalo segment, because then I can hear how fucking much money you give the fucking the Buffalo for a fathead, but people starve and... Ethiopia,
yeah,
that's why they're in your audience.
Oh, there's
you're feeding them.
No, there's
you're
no food, guys. There's no food in this studio. There's no fucking food.
Watch that neighbor's cat.
So, all right. So let's go with all right. Anyway, back last week, what's in the truck? You said first clue. That was what you said. You said first clue. And then you never gave another. You never gave a second clue.
All right, I'm wrong. I was wrong. So, three clues, okay? Okay.
All right, I'm gonna cut out our mics and hit the music.
Oh, great! Thank God.
What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? Okay, first clue.
Ooh, here we go. I'm excited.
The name is from Mexico, but it's not made in Mexico.
Tacos.
You are incorrect, sir. Second clue. I consider Marla to be one of these. Don't you say cocksucker, Ben, I swear to God.
Senorita.
How the fuck would I be hauling Senorita? You are incorrect, sir. Last clue. In the name, it is the opposite of cold, like your heart.
Fuego.
That's your guess?
Fuego.
Your guess is fuego.
Fuego.
I'm carrying fire.
Hot. Fuego.
What
no,
the
drink.
What the
drink.
Hell does that have to do?
The
Mexico.
Drink.
Well, I guess
the drink.
They all do. Fuego.
Yeah.
No,
they all have to do in Mexico.
Correct.
They all were all Spanish
you're right,
related answers.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I mean, you're so good.
Right.
You are incorrect, sir. Oh, I hate you.
So how's your drive? What are you carrying?
Oh, I don't know which way. My drive is still fucking horrible. Thank you very much for asking. What am I carrying? I am carrying, and you gotta remember, this had to be out in Illinois by Thursday, okay? So, I am carrying candy hot tamales.
I said fuego.
What the fuck does that have to do with hot tamales?
Hot. Fuego's fire. It's hot. Oh, what's that?
We're going to Buffalo.
Buffalo.
It's Buffalo's. It's Buffalo segment. Get the fuck out of the road.
I thought you were going to go. No?
You're doing the Buffalo segment.
Oh, I thought you wanted to do it this week. I was waiting. What the hell?
I don't know if they won. I don't know if they lost.
Oh, yeah, they won by like 43. I was waiting on you. I thought it was your week to do it.
When did we ever say it was my week to do it?
You brought it up. You brought it up. I thought you had something.
You were fucking lost, man.
I missed the song. I can't play
the
song.
You're a blind man looking for a curb. Oh, my God. I'm supposed to do it. I'm supposed to. Okay. Okay, Buffalo score this week. Buffalo won by, what did you say, 3 points? They won by 3 points.
43 points, but yeah, okay.
Oh. Yeah. 43 points. Wow, that's good. Good for Buffalo.
Yeah, they look good. They look good. I can't play the music again. Only one. I pay for the copyrights. Play it one time, and we missed it. No big deal, but go Buffalo. They're going to win the title.
No, don't put we in that. Is there a mouse in your fucking pocket? I did not know I was doing the Buffalo's game.
Oh,
you
want to
send me a script, man.
It's okay.
Nate Oates.
He's doing great. Coach of the Year. Vote for him. I retweet some stuff. I retweeted things for Nate Oates because he liked my tweet, so I retweeted some Nate Oates shit because, you know, this whole fathead thing's really working out. There's like 5 games left in the whole goddamn season. Haven't gotten anything. I get everything, my heart, my soul, to this program, everything. $20. $20. No, that's how I gave anybody $20. I gave the goddamn school $20. Then I tried to buy everybody lunch. They didn't even care. They didn't even care. Like I was going to try to poison it or something. Listen, Buffalo. All I want was a fathead.
$20, you fed Ethiopia. May I retort, sir?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you don't? You said you gave your heart. You do not have one. You said you gave your soul. You are soulless, sir. You're the type of person that goes through a sliding door, you know, an automatic sliding door, and you don't have a soul, so it won't open up. Soulless prick. Shut up, audience. Oh, dude. This driving in winter sucks balls.
Are you safe?
I'm a big truck, man. I mean, it's the other people that aren't safe. I mean, I'm safe as I can be, Betty. It's still snowing, you know? I'm finally going about 63 miles an hour, which is sweet. That's nice, you know?
Do you have a seatbelt on?
Yeah, you have to wear it. This truck has a thing that will keep going. Seatbelt removed. Seatbelt removed. Seatbelt removed. And it'll constantly keep doing it. It's like you going, so what do you want to do next? What are we going to do next? What do you want to do next? You want to end it? What do we do next? Shut up, Benny. Shut up, seatbelt. Yes, I have my seatbelt on is what I'm trying to say.
You're the guy who can name all the 50 states in 10 seconds.
I can't do it in 10 seconds, but I can do it. I can do it under a minute. Won that bet, pump. Jesus. Instead of Benny begging for a 5-star review because he needs the approval of the fucking masses, condom eating fucking public
out there.
That needs
no,
ship.
Let's not get reviews and let's not have expand the show at all. Let's just say no. Fuck it. We're doing it for the one guy in the Netherlands. That's right, my buddy.
I love that guy. That guy's, what's his name, man? I'm sorry. Do you know it?
Yeah, his name's the one guy in the Netherlands. That guy. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
You with that guitar. That was awesome. You are awesome. Marla and I went out to Vegas to see Benny. I swear to God, Netherlands guy, one guy in the Netherlands. Marla and I are going to come and see you next. And I'm a man of my word. We're going to come out and see you. Even if you're a mental institution in the Netherlands, we're not part of it. Because you seem like my type of fella. So,
it's in a mental institution. We just torched our only listener. We torched it. He's going to love it. Get a hold of me on Twitter. You know where to get a hold of me, listener.
Yes, dude. For the people who don't know, man, this guy from the Netherlands, how Benny played the guitar for the first time, and he sent us something that, or sent Benny something where it was like he was inspired by us, and he's playing the guitar, and he has a string in his mouth, and he just looks like a totally rational human being, you know, it's like a cross between, I don't know, Charles Manson and Ted Bundy. Very handsome, but a little weird. But no, Netherlands guy, we love you, bro.
Thanks for listening, bro. Seriously, you are the man. Get a hold of me on Twitter, at Benny Lake Wins. Follow the podcast, at Benny Lake Laughs. And we'll send him like a t-shirt or something. I don't know.
I'll send him when you get out of jail or the insane asylum, whatever he needs.
We'll send him some bail.
We'll send you bail, or whatever you need. It seems like you might need some things, brother.
Oh man. Thank goodness for him. Otherwise, we'd have nothing to talk about.
See, I feel better now.
Good. Oh, me too. That worked good. Now, you got to be driving fast now. You're super excited.
Now, yeah. I'm going as fast as I can go. What's up?
All right. I have an announcement now that everybody's in a good mood again. I wanted to do something special. This is the 15th episode without... You're okay driving, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Going as fast as you can. Okay. Jesus. This is the 15th episode without gambling, and I want to do something special.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to do something special for the 20th episode without gambling that I needed to tell you about.
Hit me. Tell me.
Okay.
Here's
the deal. Here's the deal, all right? I want you... what's going on? What? Oh, no. Hello? Oh, no. He was in an accident. Was he in an accident? Hello? Did you drop the phone? Just pick up the phone, man. Hello? Oh, no. He cut out. Oh, my God. I think he was in an accident. He was in a fucking accident. Oh no, I never should have started talking about the guy from the Netherlands. Oh my God, I know how excited he gets. God damn it. Anyway, I mean, I don't need him. Well, actually, I do need him because I was going to ask him to do the 20th episode to produce it. And the only reason I was going to ask him is because I didn't want to do it. God, I'm tired of doing all the work. I do all the goddamn work. The guy does nothing. All he does is sit in a truck. That's all he does. And everybody loves him. Everybody hates me. Oh my God. No, seriously, he's great. Oh man. More editing. I got to do more editing. Unbelievable. Anyway, thank you guys. So, you know, I forgot we need to update the counter. I hope he's okay. If not, who's going to co-host the show? Nobody will do this. That's the only reason I let him do it, because nobody will do it. His wife is great. Maybe his wife. Oh my God. Yes. Hey, if he's dead, Marla, if he's dead, you know the number. But let's update the counter right now to 15 episodes without gambling. Guys, thanks a lot for coming. You came in on the air balloon. It was amazing. We set this whole thing up. Now, I want if you could all just get in a single file line, line up behind the yellow tape, and we're going to get you back in the hot air balloon. It is snowing now in Vegas, so you may be grounded a little bit, but there's no way I'm going to let you sit in my house the whole time. So stand in line and get out of here. I'll shake your hands on the way out. As always, I'm Benny Legg. Guys, get in line, please. Okay, everybody's all right. I'm Benny Legg. Thanks for listening, guys. All right. Alright, thank you for coming. Right, stay in line. Thank you. It was fun. Yeah, I hope he's okay too. Yeah. Go ahead, keep it moving, please. Alright, thank you. Yeah, it was great. It was a great show. It was a lot of work, but yeah, he's tough to do. Yeah, well, if he's dead, we don't support him. Alright, thank you. No, I'll give his wife my best, I promise. I will. Thanks for coming. This is more like a funeral line. Guys, he'll be alright. Alright, guys. Hey! Hey! Step away from the statue. Step away from the statue. Thank you. All right. Guys, thanks for coming. Seriously. Get off. No pictures with the statue of me. Get away from my statue. Get out of my house. Get out, everybody, out of my house. Stand outside. I know it's snowing. Don't slip on the driveway. I don't care. Get in your hot air balloon. Get out of here.